like to be mistreated, to be defeated. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows how to say that they're sorry. And don't worry, I'm not telling lies.
Size of beach balls, and with the voice of angry angels, Jeff Kaufman. I'm on the road. Got about a mile and a half journey ahead of me. Do a podcast real quick. I hope you're having a glorious, wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're enjoying it. If you're not enjoying it, I'm sorry. If you're trying to enjoy whatever you're doing and you're not managed to accomplish that task, I totally know how you feel. I'd rather be in fucking bed right now than driving for an hour and a half to get to a job site. But I'm getting paid, so I'm not going to complain. But I'd rather fucking be laying in bed. I'd rather be fucking laying in bed. My feet up, my ass in the air. Well, I don't know about my ass in the air. I'd rather not be doing what I'm doing right now. But my wife likes those things called light switches, and she wants them to work. And the only way that happens is if I go to work and pay the bills. You know, for some reason, when she flips a light switch, she wants to see a light come on. Well, you guys got to pay your electric bill, you know what I mean? A guy has to work in order to support light switches. Well, I had a interesting last few days since my last podcast. I've been busy, 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 busy. Working, 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 working. Beating my fucking head against the wall. And, you know, it's interesting. In the news, I was reading a little USA edition. Read some information on CNN. I even read some information on Fox. But see, Fox doesn't like to cover anything negative about the president, even if it's true. So I tend not to listen or read or do anything with Fox TV or news or radio because it's all bullshit. You know, they are totally a corrupt news station, totally inept at telling the truth, and totally fascinated with lying for Trump. Saying anything and doing anything to protect him at any cost, I consider what I read and what I see and everything else from Fox News to be what it is. It's a scam. And I was reading last night about an emergency meeting with a bunch of judges of the Department of Justice that are going to review the evidence of Donald Trump's manipulation of Roger Stone's sentencing. Of course, You know, you got people like Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh's, Limp Balls, who will not discuss this stuff. They will not bring it up. And when they do, they'll call it a witch hunt. They'll beat it down with a bunch of references to another catastrophe in the works for the Democrats, another mistake, another this, another that. Look what they're doing. They're a bunch of asshats trying to attack our illustrious president. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what they do. But we should know better, shouldn't we? We should know better what to expect from the likes of Fox News and their cohorts of fucking misinformation and propaganda. We should know what to expect. Disinformation. Lies. Bullshit. Propaganda. But I read this article and it's very intriguing because, for one, we're talking about the President of the United States interfering with the sentencing of a man who's a criminal. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about Roger Stone or Paul Manafort or Papalopoulos or whatever. Every one of these fucking assholes who served for Trump are criminals. Manafort is like one of the fucking Godfather's wise guys. He's like Robert De Niro. Excuse me, Robert, I know that's not you, but I'm just saying. Robert De Niro, I'm sorry, I'm talking about one of your characters. Not you, your characters. But here we have all the evidence in the world. All the evidence in the world, and you got people like Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh's and a multitude of other fucking liars and jackasses, and if I were to use the correct terminology for what I think of them, you might not agree, but I agree. They're communists. They have an agenda, and they're trying to keep it. And that agenda is to lie to the American people at any cost to protect Donald Trump. I was listening to Mark Levin last night. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh this morning. Why do I listen to these guys? Because they lie so much, it's entertaining. But I was listening to these guys this morning and last night, and they all, both these lying jackasses, tried to tell the American people that Donald Trump never cowered from Hillary Clinton in a debate. That's bullshit. They tried to say that he's not a coward, that he's not afraid of debates. I guarantee you, as an American, that's Donald Trump's biggest fucking fear in this campaign, is to be put on a stage and have these Democrats have their way with him. The guy's a buffoon, a moron, an imbecile. There's a few Democrats that are running that I have no desire whatsoever to vote for, but I know each and every one of them is 100 times smarter than this fucking moron we call Donald Trump. Hundreds of times smarter. But back to what I was talking about, the judges holding an emergency meeting. And we're going to wait till their normal date. They're sitting down right now, a panel of judges, going over Donald Trump's criminal activities while interfering with court cases and everything else. I mean, everything. Everything. See, what the problem is, though, is you've got fucking Mr. A.G. Barr, the Attorney General Barr, who's a complete fucking utter failure of a man, who's totally failing at doing his job, who's doing only one job, and that's protecting the president. His finger's deep in the pie. If being a criminal was an apple pie, he's wrist deep in that motherfucker right now. Feeling around for little slices of apple. And I only say apple pie because I don't know. Whatever. But the Attorney General Barr is a fucking disgrace to that position. Just like Donald Trump's a disgrace to his position. Just like everybody that works in his administration is a complete and utter disgrace to their position. Does it matter? I don't know. It matters to me. State Trooper, I'm driving legally. Shows as often as I would like, but as for right now, I hope you're getting your fill. I know you love me. I know you love my voice. I know you love my words. I know you love what I say. I know you love me. It's okay. All six of you. It's okay. I'm with you. I don't blame you. I'm fantastic. I'm fabulous. I can beat Rush Limbaugh with both hands tied behind my back and my feet chained to a fucking telephone pole. Fuck Rush Limbaugh. I still can't believe he won that fucking award. Fuck him. Why? What the fuck? And he was on... fuck me. He was on the radio last night, or no, this morning, talking about how Bloomberg, he's calling him Doomberg, which, you know, this is the adolescence of a fucking man in his 60s, 70s, however the fuck old he is, he's dumb. But, you know, he still acts like he's a four-year-old. Doomberg, you know, like... Fuck, you gotta make up these fucking nicknames for people, really? I mean, are you really that unintelligent? Are you really that set back in your maturity? These are the fucking... I'm serious. These were his words. Doomberg is racist. this coming from the same guy who every black person knows is a fucking racist. Talbert Swan would kick Rush Limbaugh in the balls for trying to say he's not racist. Trust me. He might even kick me in the balls. And I'm not racist, but he might just kick me in the balls anyways. I love Talbert Swan. I know a lot of people hate Talbert Swan, and they'll call him a bigot and a racist and all these things. And there's occasions where he actually triggers me and I'll disagree with him. But I will say this. The man is right on so many levels. It's just triggering. Now, I'm not saying he's always right, because there's a lot of times I disagree with Talbert Swan. I don't know if you're familiar with Talbert Swan. He's a bishop. He's got a big mouth. He fights for his people. But he has points to make. I don't always agree with the guy. I won't lie. I won't always agree with the guy. But I don't think he's the N-word. I don't think he's dumb. I don't think he's stupid. I think he's right a lot and wrong a little bit. And he might disagree with me on that. And that's fine. I'd rather have a disagreement with Talbert Swan than actually call him the words that everybody else calls him when they are triggered by Talbert Swan. I respect him. Can't always agree with him, but I respect him. But he even questioned the motive of Donald Trump awarding the Medal of fucking Freedom to fucking Rush Limbaugh. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? He didn't say fucking because he's a bishop, but you know he wanted to, and I think God would have forgave him if he did. Okay, there's a fire. That's always fun. I love fires. Fires are fun. It's either a fire or just a plume of... Oh, it's clouds. I'm driving through clouds right now. That's interesting. Yeah, so I'm listening to Rush this morning, and he goes off on his little tangent, you know, his little crybaby, whimpering, bullshit, fucking shitfest. Lying all the way. He's the biggest liar and manipulator there is in radio. And he's saying that Bloomberg, he was calling him Doomberg, is a racist. Now, I will admit, there are some things that I don't like about Bloomberg. But he's actually came out and said, look, I'm sorry, I said these things in the past. That's a, you know, that means a lot to me. I'm sorry, but it means a lot to me when a man is capable of admitting his wrongs and taking responsibility for his words. Something we have not seen from the President of the United States. Something we have not seen from anybody appointed to his cabinet. Something we have not seen from anybody for the last name of Trump. Something we have not seen in the last fucking 4 years. I'm more capable of understanding and respecting a man who might have said something and takes responsibility for it than I am for a man who might have said something and ignores his responsibility for it and just continues to go on and on and on with his bullshit, which is what we see in Dutard Trump. It's what we see in his administration. It's what we see in people like Kellyanne Conway. You know, Conway, I'm sorry, her last name is perfect for who she is, the type of person she is. I happen to like her husband better than her, and everybody makes fun of the guy, but I think the guy's probably in a really bad marriage. I mean, could you imagine being married to that woman? And people think she's pretty. She's not pretty. Pretty is someone who's attractive. She's not attractive. I don't find Kellyanne Conway or the First Lady attractive in any way, shape, or form. I would say, you know, keep them away from heat lamps because the plastic in their face would probably fucking melt. Donald Trump is a fucking bullshit artist. I'm fully fucking aware of this. I don't give a fuck. If anybody disagrees with me, you know, more power to you. I, on the other hand, I'm very smitten with the fact that I'm capable of acknowledging the fact that our president is a fucking moron. I'm not afraid to say it. Never will be. You can't get me to be afraid to call him out for the stupid shit he says. And every day he says something fucking stupid. There has not been one fucking day since that fucking moron made it into the White House where he hasn't said something fucking stupid. If there was a world record for saying stupid shit, He broke it the first fucking year he was in office. Now he holds the fucking record for saying the most abundant amount of stupid shit out of a president's mouth. I'm telling you, Guinness World Book of Records needs to find that fucking category and make him numero numero uno in that fucking record, because that son of a bitch lies and makes shit up and fucking says the most stupidest fucking shit on a daily fucking basis. His arrogance and his stupidity is beyond count in numbers as far as how many times he said stupid shit. But regardless, the guy's a fucking moron. Sorry, disagree, but I have yet to hear him say anything intelligent. He's a fucking bullshit artist, he's a fucking con job, he's a criminal, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks of what I say. If you're a MAGA, Trump-supporting fucking fruitcake, kiss my lily-white fucking Jewish American ass, and fuck off. Well, it's more like olive. I'm not, obviously, white. I'm not a pure Anglo-Saxon. I'm a hybrid. In other words, somebody took the stupid out and replaced it with smart. Thank you, genetics. Thank you, mom and dad, and their mom and dad, mom and dad. And their mom and dad, and their great-grandfather, mom, dad. Grandmother, whatever. Back to what I really was going to talk about. We got all these judges meeting, a panel of judges, to address Donald Trump's meddling with sentencing, court cases, and everything else that he's done. He's the most corrupt president this country has ever encountered. I think America's had enough. Now, I was wrong the other day. I tuned in to just see Donald Trump get in front of the NASCAR fan group people. I like to watch cars go around tracks. And I thought I heard the whole crowd cheering, but from a different position, apparently, it was a mix of boos and cheers. Now, hold on. We're talking about NASCAR. There was a mix of boos and cheers at a NASCAR rally, race, whatever. That should fucking tell you something. You know, it was bad enough when he went to the Alabama game. Wasn't it Alabama or Louisiana? I don't remember where the fuck he went. And everybody said the crowd was cheering. And then you find out students were told that if they booed the president, they would lose their ability to come to the stadium and watch future games. So, could you imagine being threatened, censored by your school if you were to partake in the actual, factual way you felt about the President of the United States? Basically bullied into a corner, so you had to cheer the President when you really wanted to tell him to go fuck himself like the rest of the world does. Other day, I was warned on Twitter that for me to continue talking badly about the president could get me an investigation started on me against me by the Secret Service or the FBI. This guy sent me an in-depth message telling me that by doing my podcast, I've put a target on my back for investigations. by the CIA and FBI and the Secret Service. And maybe I should be worried, but I'm not. I don't say anything I think that's out of line. It's my freedom of speech. I'm going to use it. Thank you, First Amendment. I'm going to say what I think. And what I think is what I say. And if I think the President of the United States is a fucking moron, well, that's my opinion. I haven't said anything life-threatening against the President. I haven't said anything that would be construed or misconstrued as a threat against the President. So therefore, I don't think I've done anything wrong. And then this guy, whatever his name was, Jamal something, he was actually, you know, dude, I like your show, kinda. But I just wanted to say, I think by doing your show that you're opening yourself up to, you know, an investigation. So an investigation into what? What would I be investigated for? Speaking my mind? Telling the truth? My thoughts? You don't have to agree with me. I don't give a fuck if you agree with me or not. I really don't. Doesn't matter to me fucking one bit at all. It don't matter if I, it doesn't matter to me if I entertain people or I don't. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm not here to earn awards and support. I'm not. I don't give a fuck. What I care about is, well, keeping my point of view open and saying what I think, and if you agree with me, great. If not, I don't care. I don't care. Like I said, and I'll say it again, I'm not here for your listening pleasure as much as I'm here for my own self-preservation. Because I get angry sometimes. I get angry at the bullshit I hear. I get angry at the propaganda. I get angry at liars, con artists, and bullshit artists that work for Donald Trump. Being angry and being violent are two different things. I'll never be violent, unless in defense of my home or my family or my neighbor. You know, I was in Taekwondo when I was a kid. Yeah, Taekwondo. Y'all. And I took martial arts and boxing, kickboxing, all kinds of stupid shit when I was young. And the one thing I took away from all of it is that violence does nothing but cause more violence. You never go looking for a fight, you finish a fight. You never throw the first strike. You take the first strike and then you unload your strikes. Violence is only for the defense of your home, your family, your loved ones, people you care about, or those who are defenseless, or those who cannot defend themselves. I guess that's the same terminology. What I'm trying to say is I was trained to never initiate a fight. I was trained to never be violent, just to be violent. Someone has to light that fucking fuse. So, you know, I'm not worried about being investigated. Investigate me. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not a criminal. At least in my eyes, I'm not. You might, I don't know. Investigate me. I'm sure somewhere in some file cabinet, in some institution of some sort, there's a file on me. There's a file on everybody. And I might be a little thicker than most. But I don't think of myself as a criminal. I don't think of myself as a problem. Me calling the President of the United States a fucking moron, that's my God-given right, apparently. At least a man-given right, or something along those lines. I have the right to call the President of the United States a dipshit and a fucking moron. Scumbag, a criminal, a fucking piece of shit. I will call him a piece of shit as long as I fucking feel fit. anybody has a problem with that, I'm sorry. But I think it's less problematic to just keep your mouth shut, right? I'm not afraid of an investigation against me or whatever this guy was trying to explain to me, because I've done nothing wrong. I haven't made any kind of threats or said anything fucking along those lines. So, you know, investigate me. There's nothing for me to hide. You know, break into my home, put a fucking listening device in there, and you're going to hear a family that's struggling every day. You're going to hear a wife, you're going to hear a husband, you're going to hear five kids. I don't really give a shit. You're not going to hear me say anything fucking crazy. The people who continue to protect him, who continue to lie for him, who continue to project their propaganda upon the American people and think it's okay. I'm disgusted by it. What can I do as an American? We've tried to impeach him. We tried to remove him. Well, he is impeached, but he's not physically impeached. Now you have a panel of judges looking at him. We got plenty of shit to go after him with. But we have an attorney general that's totally protecting him, and we have judges that he's bought and paid for, obviously, who are willing to put their career on the back burner and enable this motherfucker in every way possible. They don't care about America. They don't care about law and order. They care about what the president is capable of giving them. I mean, Let's think about Brett Kavanaugh. Somebody paid off all his debt. We don't know who. We have no idea. But somewhere in the deep recesses of that motherfucker's brain is a little seed of fear that somebody's gonna find out how, who, and why. Now, he can smile at the camera all day. He can get up and shake the president's hand and go, yeah, 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 I love you, love you, love you. But somewhere in the back of that fucking guy's head is that little bit of fear that eventually the truth will come out. That is the fear of every criminal who's ever done a criminal act against anybody. Is that eventually you will get caught. Eventually, history has proven it over and over. Eventually, the truth becomes clear. Eventually, your lies can no longer protect you. Eventually, propaganda can no longer protect you. Eventually, guys like Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and Rush Limbaugh cannot protect you. Eventually, the truth comes out. You can try to hide it. You can try to lie about it. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But the truth will come out. And these asshats know it. They know it. Donald Trump knows it. Kavanaugh knows it. Manafort knew it. Roger Stone, he fucking knows it. Little Donnie Jr., he knows it. Eric Trump knows it. Ivanka knows it. Her fucking weirdo fucking husband knows it. They all fucking know it. Eventually, the truth will come out. There is no way to fucking hide it. Forever. Eventually, it all just comes spilling out. Somebody lets the cat out of the bag. Somebody finds the cat in the bag. Somebody opens the right desk drawer. Somebody opens the right safe. Somebody gets something from somebody, and it's the truth. And it all becomes crystal clear. And until then, until this happens, we will be facing all this bullshit we've been facing. We will see news outlets like Fox News lie to America. We will see news outlets like Fox News and their little fucking goddamn lying asshat army with Jeanine Pirro and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and what's his Don Bongadingo, whatever his fucking name is. Eventually, the truth comes out. Eventually, the paper trail comes to an end. And where it ends is where the truth is. They will not be able to keep this under wraps forever. They will not be able to continue to lie to America forever. They will not be able to use propaganda to do it. Forever. All we have to do as Americans is hope that it doesn't get any worse than it already is. All we have to do as Americans is hold on to our faith in our nation, in the people, in our government, as much as I hate it, because eventually the truth is going to come out. Eventually the walls and the bodyguard of lies will wash away and the truth will come out. And when it does, those who are involved, those who have enabled this fucking asshat of a president, everybody and everyone who's involved in this greatest fucking bullshit fucking takeover of America, will pay the piper. They will answer for that. The Department of Justice will eventually become the Department of Justice again, and these people will deal with their crimes. even the fucking MyPillow guy, is eventually going to answer for his hand in paying people fucking multitudes of money, overpaying for commercial slots that he shouldn't have paid so much for, to throw a little extra money in people like Hannity's, Mark Levin, and fucking Rush Limbaugh's pockets, so they'll continue to do what they were doing for the president. In the very beginning, I firmly believe that's how Donald Trump was able to pay these fucking people. I might be wrong, I'm not gonna lie. I might be wrong. I have my own conspiracy theories. But what I was trying to figure out is how the fuck did MyPillow guy become involved in all this? Well, if you were paying attention, he had commercials on every fucking show. How's a guy like that, who owns a pillow company, able to afford the multitudes of millions that he spent in commercials? See, the problem with Donald Trump is that he was so used to being able to do what he did the way he did it. And he thought it would work when he became president. And it is working. See, he firmly believes that people can be bought and paid for, like a box of fucking cereal. You want Raisin Bran, go buy it. You want Fruit Loops, go buy it. You want Rice Krispies, Snap Crackle Pop, go buy it. You want Kix, go buy it. You want Frosted Mini Wheats, go buy it. You want Honey Nuts, Clusters, whatever the fuck they are, go buy it. Donald Trump has lived the life that he has lived, doing what he has been doing all his life, and just basically took it into the White House with him. The problem is, eventually it all comes out. Eventually, we're not going to be sitting here wondering about our nation and fear of our nation going to shit in a handbag, because the truth will eventually come out.
Tell me who you see. Why tell you who not to be?
I'm an American. I'm an angry American. I love my country. I love our military.
Well, my name's Conley Pettimore.
But I don't love Donald Trump.
Same as my daddy, daddy before.
If that offends you, I'm fucking sorry.
You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here.
I'm a blue-blooded, hard-working American.
Only come to town about twice a year.
Don't give a fuck.
You buy 100 pounds of yeast and a copper line.
Donald Trump is not my champion.
Everybody knew that he made moonshine.
He don't give a fuck about me at all.
I'm a revenue man, want a granddaddy bad. Head left a holler, left a thing bad. For my time, but I've been told. Never come back from Copperhead Road. Now I'm better in a whiskey and a big black Dodge. Fought at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on. Side. Just shot Cody Primer when he looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. Then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wouldn't right. Headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Satisfied as an American with what happened with the impeachment trial. I'm not satisfied with the GOP who decided to continue to allow this man, our president, the president, not my president, your president, to continue to allow this man and embolden him to continue his acts of treason against this country.
Oh, what do you mean? What acts of treason? What do you mean?
As far as I'm concerned, the very division he's created in this nation is an act of treason. As far as I'm concerned, his meddling with court cases is an act of treason. As far as I'm concerned, in the very beginning, after his inauguration, allowing Russian spies that Obama kicked out back into this nation was an act of treason. As far as I'm concerned, his very existence is an act of treason. I believe that he knows he didn't win by the election. He won by Russians meddling in our election. He should have stepped down. The fact that he didn't is an act of treason. The very fact that he's emboldened hate, radicalized the extreme right, empowered racism, segregation, and give hate a champion, as far as I'm concerned, are acts of treason. All the criminality that encompasses Donald Trump as far as I'm concerned, are all acts of treason. He should have been impeached, totally. Instead, he was exonerated by his very, very, very wonderful little group of propagandist asshats and bullshit artists called the GOP. They are complicit. And as far as I'm concerned, the very fact that they voted for Donald Trump were acts of treason, every one of them. A traitor to this nation. Every single solitary one of them. Whoever voted for and in Donald Trump's favor, as far as I'm concerned, is a traitor to this nation. You don't have to agree. I don't give a fuck, remember? It would be great if you did, but you don't have to, because I really don't give a fuck if you do or not. Therein lies the problem. But if you do agree, then you know exactly what I'm saying, you know exactly how I feel, you know exactly what I think. America was not founded on the principles that Donald Trump brought into that Oval Office. It was founded to combat the very principles, rhetoric, and behavior that Donald Trump brought into the Oval Office. America was founded in defiance of the very behavior and actions of Donald Trump. The 25th Amendment was written so men like Donald Trump, who walk into that Oval Office with the criminality under his hat and years of criminality under his belt, could be removed. And the very fact the GOP voted to continue to allow this guy and judges upheld this man against the very emollient clause that's supposed to protect that office, as far as I'm concerned, were all acts of treason. Every single one of them. Every single one.
It's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. If we knew we would, my word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say.
Sorry, Delilah. Sorry, Delilah. I hate to skip over your love song, Delilah. This will be an extended broadcast. I hope you enjoy it. It'll be over soon, I promise. Been on the road for a little over an hour now. Got a little bit further to go. and then I'm done with driving for a while. In case you're not familiar with my show, in case you've never tuned in to Danger Close USA before, which is very likely, I'm a blue-collar, hard-working American with a family. My name is Jeff Kaufman. I'm a bit of an asshole. My show is intended for your listening pleasure, but if you don't agree with anything I say, you're welcome to change the podcast channel. Go to Pink Fucking Baby Breath Flower Show. I don't care. Wherever you end up going, just go. I'm a blue collar, hardworking American who does not and will not ever support Donald Trump, his administration, or the GOP, who has continued to support him, embolden him, empower him, due to things he's done and will do, continue to do. And this podcast is what it is. It's just your average, everyday, hardworking, blue-collar American expressing his opinion. Whether you agree or not, I don't care. I really don't. I'm not here to entertain you, really. I'm not. I'm here to just let it out. Tell you what I think. And as an American, I'm disgusted. Appalled. Angered. By what I've seen since Donald Trump has become president. What I have seen since he became president is a criminal in the Oval Office. And support from the criminality who finds him useful. I'm my own man. And I worry for my nation. And I believe I have every right to do so. Whether you agree or don't. I'm not going to back down and change. I'm not going to all of a sudden accept what I see here and read as a normalcy. I am not ever going to support this president, and I am not ever going to forgive the GOP for their treasonous acts that uphold this man, that give him the power to continue to do what he does. There's a battle taking place in this nation. Good versus evil. Red versus blue. Red will not win. And blue will only win if they can put their best face forward. And I don't know who that is. I don't know. I don't know if Bloomberg is the best for this nation. I don't know if Yang is best for this nation. But I haven't given up on Yang. I haven't given up on all of them except maybe Biden. And the only reason I'm not sure if I like Biden because he's just a little off kilter. I just don't see the strength in him. But I do see strength in Mike Bloomberg, and that's scary. And I know he's had some bad history. And I don't support him 100% on a few things. But the man has some strength. Diligence. Character. intelligence. I guess that's what I'm looking for in a candidate. I guess that's what I want in a candidate. And I see these qualities in Pete Buttigieg. I see these qualities. Oh my God, I can't think of her name. The only lady still running, I believe. I see these qualities in all of them, really. Even Biden. I just want the best one. And I'm not really sure who that is. I'm not going to vote for Bernie Sanders. I'm sorry. I think the guy's going to have a fucking heart attack as soon as he finds out he won. He's too old. He's too feeble. And I'm sorry, I just can't vote for him. I just can't do it. He doesn't exude the strength that I want in a president. Death for you. A little this, a little that. I'll say it again. I love my country. I love the United States of America. I love our military. I love our men and women in blue. I love our nation. I love my people. But I don't love what Donald Trump has done to this nation. That's all I have to say. This is Danger Close USA, Angry American Podcast Radio, and your host, Jeff Kaufman. I hope you have a fantastic fucking Tuesday. Take care, be careful, love one another if you can, and please, for the love of God, take off your MAGA hat. It's a piece of shit hat, and you're a piece of shit for wearing it. God bless America.